Oasis Audio presents Murder Simply Brewed by Vanetta Chapman. Read for you by Renee Ertel. Prologue. Middlebury, Indiana, April 14. Amber Wright had the perfect job. 5 minutes after leaving work, she walked into her home, set her purse and keys on a small table by the front door, and proceeded to walk across the living room. Leo rubbed against her long denim skirt, meowing and generally kicking up quite a fuss. She squatted and scratched the yellow cat behind his ears, but he pulled away and strutted off to the kitchen, his tail high and his meows beckoning her. "You cannot be starving!" Leo blinked at her, then wound a figure eight around her legs. "Spoiled, that's what you are." She opened a can of cat food and dumped it into his bowl. His purring increased until it resembled an idling engine. "Your manners are deteriorating. You didn't even ask me about my day." Amber moved to the refrigerator and peered inside, but she found nothing she could rustle up for dinner. Eggs, maybe, except she'd had eggs the night before. The doorbell rang before she could fall into despair over her lack of cooking skills. Cooking? She didn't even bother to grocery shop. The village kept her busy. The Amish artisan village. Set on 70 acres, it included an inn with 100 rooms, a small conference center, a restaurant, a bakery, and 6 artisan shops. She loved her job as its general manager, even after 22 years. If working full days meant her diet suffered a bit, it was a price she was willing to pay. Besides, she could always order from their restaurant, which served...